A recent recording of a 1937 opera shines a light on a Polish composer. He survived the Holocaust, but emerged from hiding only to shun his earlier success. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Joseph Baer.
With sweeping melodies, romantic arias, and a spirited chorus, Polish Wedding tells the story of a dashing hero, beautiful maiden, and the obstacles that keep them apart. Soprano Beatrice Baer learned of the work only after her father died in 1987.
I remember discovering the gorgeous duet in Polish Wedding, Polnische Hochzeit, called Schenk mir das Himmelreich, Grant me the Kingdom of Heaven.
It was a glimpse into the acclaim her father had had when, as a young man, his second big work had taken off.
It premiered at Zurich Opera House in 37 and then went sweeping across Europe and played in like 40 stages and translated in 8 languages. There were plans for a premiere with Richard.
But within a year, the Nazis invaded Austria and Baer went into hiding. His parents, sister, and librettist were all killed. Years after the war, Baer married and had his 2 daughters, but kept quiet about his earlier successes. He earned his doctorate from the Sorbonne and worked decades on other large works, but forbade performances of Polish Wedding.
He would never mention all the glamour and fame he had as a young man, just bits and pieces. I think you've heard of survivor's guilt. He tried to save his parents.
After his death, his widow and daughters began promoting his music. In recent years, Polish Wedding has been performed in Vienna and Germany and recorded by the Munich Radio Orchestra. And as Beatrice says, there's more to come.
It's a beginning.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.